Thank you, Dr. Crabb, and welcome to everyone who's here tonight. It's fun to see some familiar faces. Do you want to say? Okay. Some faces that we haven't seen in a while, but most of you that we know from living in Kenya for the last 2 years, and we plan to live there for at least another year, so it's fun to always see some of our Kenyan family when we're visiting stateside. So in thinking about what to talk about tonight, I just was thinking back to a time earlier on during our visit. Sorry, early on in our visit or our move to Eldoret, as I was getting my feet wet within the Department of Surgery and trying to navigate my way around the wards and the operating room, as theater as we call it there, the operating theater, and getting to know everyone. I was excited to be able to do laparoscopy. So for those who aren't in the medical field, laparoscopy is not so high-tech in the U.S. anymore. I've been doing it since the 80s or so, but using a camera and specialized instruments to do big surgeries through small holes. And it's still pretty cutting edge in Kenya. And they have some of the equipment and the instruments, but it gets a little more interesting there because the instruments tend to break. The power can go out at any moment, and everything you're doing is based on this video screen and the power being on, and the generator takes a couple minutes to kick on. And so I was excited to do some laparoscopy, but I didn't realize how big a deal it was going to be in the theater when I decided to take out a gallbladder laparoscopically in my first couple months in Kenya. So I'd say it was pretty smooth process, relatively speaking. But without getting into the details, I was going along, and I realized about halfway through, I was concentrating and operating, and I looked up, and there were about 20 people in the room, just in awe of this procedure I was doing laparoscopically. But to me, it was not that exciting, because it was actually taking me probably five times longer than normal. The power went out a few times. Instruments weren't working properly. I was getting frustrated, but it was fun to see people just staring at the video screen and really excited about this procedure that I was doing. So I trudged through. I think it took me like 3 hours to get the gallbladder out. Yeah. People that know, it usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. It took me, I think, about 3 hours. But we did it, everything went well. It just takes a lot longer, a lot more patience on my part to do things that way. And after the surgery, I got people coming up to me saying, oh, that was really cool what you're doing. And it's so excited that we're doing more laparoscopy because they have the equipment sitting there. Not many people are trained to do it. So I got to start using some of this dusty equipment. And so that was a fun experience and a learning experience for me in patients. And that's something that we've had to learn. I think we've had to learn, and anyone that comes through there is patients. Things move more slowly. There's challenges that you don't expect that you have to see how to navigate and how to overcome, or say, this is what I've got to work with, and let's figure out how to get done what we need to get done. And sometimes it takes four or five times longer than I would like it to take, but most of the time we can reach the goal and taking care of the patients. And it was soon after that that one of the female medical students, the Kenyan medical students, grabbed me, and she was like, so you're a surgeon? I said, yeah. I had just gotten done operating, so it was kind of obvious. She said, and you have children? At that time, I just had my son. And I said, yeah, so I'm a mother. And she said, well, I didn't know that was possible. You know, it was really neat. She said, you know, that's great. You've really inspired me to even consider becoming a surgeon. So over the last couple years now, I've had other medical students say similar things. So it's some impact I've had without even realizing it was just by doing what I love and being a mother and a wife and a surgeon. For many female Kenyan medical students, they didn't even see that as a possibility. And even medical students here, like, how can you be a mother and a surgeon? But it can happen. And I think just me being there and teaching them has at least shown a few people that it's possible. And I've had some impact that I didn't even plan on or realize in those medical students and the residents that I get to work with. So that's part of why I'm still there teaching. Yeah. I'm going to let you talk now.